It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Attorney General is stepping in to force businesses to comply with the state's stay-at-home order. CPR Business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Hobby Lobby closed all of its stores statewide after Attorney General Phil Weiser sent the chain a letter stating it was defying the public health directive by reopening this week. Other businesses, such as dentists, also received letters from Weiser's office. The letter said the dentists were performing elective procedures, which aren't allowed right now. Another letter targets a realtor in Metro Denver, who the Attorney General's office says forced residents to leave their homes for public showings and open houses, which are not among the real estate functions deemed to be essential. Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado workers hit hardest in the first wave of pandemic-related layoffs include those in restaurants, hotels, and recreation. New state numbers say they accounted for about 28% of the unemployment claims filed for the week ending March 14th. Layoffs have accelerated since then, with more than 60,000 Coloradans filing claims last week. The damage has spread to retail, education, travel, and some medical professions, according to state officials. RTD's long-delayed commuter rail line between Denver, Boulder, and Longmont could be pushed back even further. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD promised the Boulder and Longmont train back in 2004. Taxpayers have been paying toward it ever since then. But costs went through the roof, and now it's expected to cost $1.5 billion. So RTD prioritized other lines over it, like the A line to DIA. The transit agency is still slowly saving, so it can start construction in a few decades. But now, RTD staff say they should stop doing that to prevent cuts to bus service elsewhere. Judy Lubau represents Longmont on the RTD board. She says it's time to have a frank conversation with taxpayers.
We're going to need to have a discussion about alternative funding sources. And is the public interested in funding that? Because if not, I don't know how we're going to move forward.
The RTD board will take a vote in the next few months. And the situation could get muddier still as RTD calculates how much damage the COVID-19 outbreak will do to its budget. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver and Boulder, Longmont and Lafayette, and the rest of Metro Denver have chilly temperatures today. Should be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.